Accompanying figures, 2023, Ruby Rose Bancroft. Several small plasticine figures are arranged on a green painted shelf that is attached to the wall of the gallery. The shelf is about 140 millimetres wide and 1100 millimetres long. Its surface is covered with small shapes and figures like those used by Bancroft in the making of her Seven Deadly Sins claymation. The pieces are made of plasticine and hold the imprints and lines of the maker's hands and fingers. Apart from these maker's marks, pieces are smoothly formed, detailed, and well crafted. The largest element is a brown tree with bare branches, about 90 millimetres high. The tree holds a small blue bird in a nest, sitting on a couple of small white eggs nestled amongst its main branches. Alongside the tree stands the wizard Greed. He has long pale brown hair, bulbous eyes and a snub nose. His long beard of pale brown dreads falls in two layers beneath his abundant moustache. Pointed wizard's hat is in two shades of blue, pale blue for the main body of the hat, the dark blue star in front. This complements his long dark blue coat with its pale blue stars. His shoes are also two shades of blue and complete the matching outfit. On the right side of the tree is a plaited basket filled with produce, quarter of a watermelon, a red carton of drink, bananas and flowers. Spaced evenly over the surface of the shelf are little groupings of other objects. Pebble-shaped rocks made from a couple of different greys are grouped with small clumps of dark green grasses made from rolled plasticine. And alongside these are masses of four-petaled flowers, like black-eyed Susans or bright-coloured daisies. There are also a number of white bones. The pebble-shaped rocks form the edge around an oval-shaped pool of blue water. Its rippled surface, a fusion of blues. Around the pool, there are clumps of green grasses and large bright flowers. One floats on the water. Other details include small blue spirals that appear across the installation, along with a couple of broken-off tree limbs and branches textured with the ridges of the bark. Behind the shallow pool, and to the left of the wizard and the tree, is Envy. They have a small brown-coloured tuft of hair on top of their head and a rather glum expression. They are green-skinned and wear a red dress. At their side is a basket filled with produce, bananas and peaches, an orange pumpkin and a coulomb of other produce. On the far left is a brown stump covered in yellow snakes. It appears to be their home. To the far right of the shelf is a round-topped wooden treasure chest, bulging with coins or gold nuggets, guarded by a small orange-brown creature, perhaps a rabbit or a little dog with overly large perky ears. This is the end of the audio description.